Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tales of Deconia, where legends are born, Mr. Made Adventures is common as commoners. This is the back feed, the show after the show, where these idiots get to ask me questions at a virtual table. So, with that said, last session was an interesting one. We finished up most of the first day of Nylea's Forest. You found some grung, you killed a slad, you got stuck in mud, and then you had some funky-ass dreams. Julian was finally revealed to you guys, and, I think the players, Gio and, Kyle, realized that they're from the same town after I described something, and they had a little conversation in the back, after the episode. So, with that said, I'll open the panel to you guys. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Wait, they're from the same town?
Yeah.
Yes, we're from Mogus.
Oh, no town. Shit. Did you guys plan that?
Nope.
That's fantastic.
We had similar backstories, and we were both from the Savage Land, so...
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to add
if
a
only
bit
you were an elf, quick. Then you would have killed his family.
Could have been you.
I know, that's what I was saying, if only it was you.
At some point, we're going to find out it's you, and then we're just going to... Torture to death or something.
If it was me, I did not know. I was unaware.
It could be Twig. You never know.
Yeah, Twig could have done it.
Twig's an elf in disguise.
It's one of them short elves.
Twig turns out to be evil.
The goodest of owl boys turns out to be the BBEG. Yeah, right. So, any questions for me?
Yeah, I have a pretty good educated guess on who the bad guy is.
Oh, really?
For the game?
Yeah, for the one that in the dream. I thought maybe it was an old character. I forget the guy's name. I think his name was... I believe.
You're talking about Phantasmo?
Phantasmo, yes.
You think it's Phantasmo?
I do.
That's fantastic.
While I would not put it past me to do something like that, I do not believe I got the okay from Anthony to do that. So I'm going to say no right now.
but good idea. Now you just gave Andy an horribly awful good idea.
Oh, don't act like I didn't already have that idea. You know damn well I did.
Yeah.
I just had an idea. It was Phantasmal, the way the conversation was going, how he's brought up into it. I'm like, he seems like he fits the bill.
He said that the main boss, or the boss's boss, or whatever, is in the journal somewhere. The name of him?
He said he was mentioned. He never said about a name.
Oh, he was mentioned.
Okay. See, that's the shit that Andy pulls.
Yep.
I tell you just enough to think you know what you to make you think that you think you know, only to pull the covers out from underneath you and say, "Ha ha, got him."
Or I play devil's advocate and I fuck with you guys so much because you are right, but I'm just leading you down a different path, which is fantastic.
It's Twig. Watch.
It's
Twig. It's always Twig. It'll always be Twig.
You're just looking for an excuse to kill Twig.
Twig is love. He can't be killed.
Twig is the epitome of love.
He was used
die.
As that.
That'd be like that Jar Jar Binks twist that they were talking about. Did you ever hear that theory? That fan
yeah,
theory?
Oh, Jar-Jar yeah, that he was meant to be a Sith Lord?
Yeah.
He was a really, really bad good guy, but a really, really good bad guy.
Oh, jeez.
If Twig was the Sith Lord, then I don't understand Dungeons & Dragons.
Right. Oh, man. That would be funny, though. I would totally pull something like that on you guys. Just probably not with Twig. Maybe. I don't know. Haven't decided yet.
Well, if he was the bad guy, he's definitely going to kill me because I threw him like a halfling.
You legit did. You tossed him. You'll have to toss me. Well, Twig is more like, you have to toss me.
Yeah, it's a Lord of the Rings reference. I got that. Gimli?
Yep, that's Gimli.
Yeah.
So, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is there a right and a wrong way of how to escape the quicksand? And if there was, which one would we? Because I'm guessing it was not the right.
Well, it wasn't like it was the wrong way.
It's not the way you thought we would.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was an encounter that I kind of had an idea of, and I was like, this is going to be interesting. Let's see what happens. And, I mean, the key way to get out was to physically leave the dirt or the mud. But as far as, like, having an actual resolution to the puzzle, I mean, not necessarily. There wasn't, like, a wrong or right way. It was more or less just, here's a problem, you guys figure it out. You know?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if there was, like, no, you're supposed to dig underneath and you'll find a lever that makes it suck all the way down or something crazy like that.
Oh, Jesus, no.
That is also
that would have been risky. You just swim down, hoping you find the lever.
Yeah, I would not do that to you. Well, no, I'm not gonna say that because I totally would do that.
If you could picture me over here, I had my mouth agape with my one finger up in the air. Well,
you would, and you have, and I was. I mean, you're not wrong. I totally would, and I have. But no, I think. If it was like a situation where it was in a dungeon that somebody had created, I'd probably do that. But because it's in a forest, like,
yeah,
it's not like it's a dungeon in the sense of how I designed it, but it's not a dungeon in the sense of evil bad guy made it in a mountain. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's just something going on that you guys have kind of gotten a little bit of like a little sneak peek into. As the day has progressed, and I just don't know if you guys have put it together yet.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure Zor can't put anything together with his intelligence.
Oh, I'm fully aware.
Except for swinging his
axe.
You
could give him two pieces of Velcro, and he still ain't going to put those together.
That is accurate. It is surprisingly accurate. But, no, there is definitely something funky going on with the woods, or the forest, I should say.
And oh, really?
It's just a matter of you guys figuring out. I've left
like
clues.
A living forest.
Yeah, absolutely. It has something to do with that void poison, whatever that's.
Oh yeah.
In your bodies.
Something's amiss at the crick.
Which has something to do with that woman, right?
Talasha.
Yeah, Talasha.
She definitely has something to do with it.
Yeah.
That's why she's here. She's got something to do with what's amiss in the crick. No, it's not.
I forgot there was. Oh, so what? Can you explain the red and blue slads? What they do?
Sure. So the slads are from a different plane of existence. One of the outer planes called Limbo. Is it Limbo? Yes, it's Limbo. They are purely chaotic creatures that, when sliced, do you remember when I would make you guys roll a constitution saving throw?
Slashing damage. Motherfucker.
Yeah, so when you are dealt damage by their claws, you are basically, impregnated with their spawn.
Oh shit! What?
When the slads, the way they reproduce is a red slad will create a blue slad, and a blue slad will create a red slad, and the different processes for both of them vary wildly. If you are slashed by a red slad to turn into a blue slad, the process takes 3 months, and you have no fucking clue it's even happening unless you have seen it happen before. So it's kind of like you don't really feel anything going on, and then all of a sudden you just have a baby alien pop out of you and it just kind of morphs into a slad.
Is it an instant death?
My God.
Yep, instant death, because it pops out of your chest cavity.
Did anybody get slatted?
Straight up xenomorph.
Did anyone get slatted?
I did. But thankfully I was saved.
Did you get hit, Kyle?
Yeah, but I was resistant to slashing, piercing, and bludgeoning. I don't think he hit me.
No, I hit you, but you made the constitution saving throws.
Yes.
Oh, no. So Sam failed, didn't he?
Yeah, but what's his name? Healed me. Twig, right, Andy?
Yeah, Twig healed you.
And I'm guessing because Twig is a scout, he's seen something like this before, so that's probably why.
You are correct. You are very much correct. For the blue slad, what happens is it's a 3-day process, and your body is in complete agonizing pain as I believe it transforms into a slad. So let me just double check.
Your whole body transforms into a slad?
So you become a slad? Is that possible in the game? You become a slad?
Yeah.
No, your body does, but you're not going to still be able to play as a PC. You're dead.
You could be a slad orc.
So let me see. A slad orc. I just got to double check on their reproduction because I fucking forget how the... One of them is very weird. It's different. The other one I remember because it's like alien.
Let's see. Sam was impregnated by a slad. Wow.
Okay, so while infected, the target can't regain hit points. This is of a blue slad. Its hit point maximum is reduced by 10 every 24 hours. If the disease reduces the target's hit point maximum to 0, the target instantly transforms into a red slad, or if it has the ability to cast spells of 3rd or higher level, a green slad. And only a wish can reverse the transformation once it's completed.
Jeez. So now, but what does that mean for PCs? Like, do you get to still play just as a slad? Or...
Nope.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look into it a little more.
Because it says that a wish could undo it, so that's what I was wondering, but...
Like Tiana and the Princess Frog?
That's a kiss, not a wish.
Kyle, are you muting your mic and then unmuting it?
I am. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's
because
like...
it's coming up in the audio feed. We hear it every time you do it. That's okay.
Yeah, I will not do that anymore.
It's like getting punched in the ear.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
It's all right, Kyle. So,
damn it, Kyle.
That's slads. That's what you guys went up against.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
And do you believe me now that there's worse things than dinosaurs in this forest?
Yeah. Dinosaurs, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
It's just an ancient creature.
And there's
the worst it can do is eat you.
And there's still worse. There's still worse.
So we did pretty good with the slads, I feel like. I feel like it went pretty well.
Oh, my God. So Sam is poisoned, yeah, and he's got a curse on him. And
no, I was poisoned. Was poisoned.
Yeah, he was. Twig used a spell to stop the poison from... to basically cure the poison. Or the disease from the slad. So Sam's good. He still has the void counters, and he still has... The void poison and the dread.
Oh yeah, I was talking about the void poison.
You know, at least I'm back to starting point.
You're back to as good as you were before you entered the dungeon.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, it could be worse. I could be having all those things and a frog baby growing inside of my belly.
Exactly, and it would take place over the course of like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wait, he doesn't have a slad growing in him? I thought he did.
No, I was healed.
No, Twig casted a spell.
Twig healed him.
I just said that.
That's what we just...
Oh, listening? I thought you were talking about the... Okay, I thought you were talking about a different poison.
No, Twig cured the slad infection, and Sam still has the dread counter and the void poison.
Oh, okay, so no slad babies, alright.
No slad babies.
I thought that was, like, separate from the poison that he got. When he got hit. but no, it's the same thing apparently.
You mean hit by the slad?
Yeah, because remember when he got hit, he said he was poisoned. Yeah,
I said poisoned to not explain what it did in the session.
Yeah.
No, somebody didn't. Geo actually got poisoned, right? Like the actual status contagion.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But I healed you.
Yeah, you were poisoned last session, and then Sam healed you with his lay on hands.
Oh yeah, by the frogs, by the frog people. Yep, yeah,
by the grungs.
Yeah, the grungs. That's what I was just making sure. Like maybe that was why you were getting confused.
Yeah.
Oh man. So let's see. We talked about the slads and the grungs. What else?
Quicksand.
The quicksand.
Oh shit! I just realized. Huh. The guard that we saved, has got a slab baby growing in him, right?
I don't know.
He didn't until you just reminded Andy.
No, I was very much aware of that.
Now, can I raise him as a pet?
Probably not, because a slad is a chaotic creature. He would probably eat you before you did anything.
Yeah, but it's like domesticating a tiger. You could just domesticate it, can't you?
It's not domesticating a tiger. It's domesticating a feral animal that's never seen the light of day and was physically abused. It will just eat you for no reason, just because it fucking feels like it. Yeah, so what else was there? Do you guys have any questions about your dreams?
No, I mean, I have a bunch of questions for Julian, but, you know, you don't want to talk no more.
That's not that he didn't want to.
My character has no idea what this demonic woman is, like who she is, that appeared in my dream. Well, maybe not demonic, she's like an undead-looking woman.
You could certainly ask your party members, and they might have some inclination as to where to start.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And once you do that, then I will have somebody roll a history check and see if they can remember. But only after they suffer and struggle through their notes to try and find it.
You saying I must be me that you're referring to, and I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. I go, oh, maybe he's talking about Kyle, maybe knowing something. And apparently, it's just me. I have no clue.
It could be Twig. No.
Yeah. The person that gets suffering through their notes could be you, Andy.
It could be. Except I already know the answer, so I wouldn't. No, I would, just because. So, I'm going to say that because it's been a while, there is something that I make for the party members to read outside of the game that may have the response in there.
Oh, I'm guessing it's one of the ants. Oh, no, it's probably the aunt of Julian. I wrote them all down. There's like Uncle Hell. Or no, Hell. That's what it is, I bet. Hell, right? H-E-L?
I don't know. You can ask me in session. And then I'll answer that.
If that is right, you gotta be pretty damn proud of me that I got it right, if it's right.
To be honest, I'll have to go back and look at the names again. That's why I'm saying that, because I don't have them memorized off the top of my head. I don't even remember. I'll have to go back and reread what I wrote and go from there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, Kyle, do you have any questions about your dream?
I think that Zor has feels weird. Like, has this weird feeling now from his dream. When he comes out of his dream, he's going to have some like deja vu of what he saw.
Deja vu.
Right. Yes, like he had like some.
You mean like PTSD?
Yeah, like PTSD or some type of What I mean by deja vu, like maybe he's seen somebody and is starting to, he's not very smart, so he maybe is processing something that he noticed, that notices now. I'm thinking that he has like something sparked in his brain that when he wakes up, I think he's gonna have a couple questions, because it's weird for him, because he doesn't really get very deep in thought, because he's not very, he's pretty
deep in thought.
Yes, he's not very good with the intellect. So I guess my question would be, I kind of figured out the whole Geo, he's connected in some way, and
well, so Zor hasn't figured it out yet. You, when you start talking about it and then like out loud with your party members, then you can probably put two and two together. But
oh yeah,
Zor has not talked about it.
Zor has not figured that out yet. Okay, so in Kyle's brain, he's figuring it out. So yeah, so Zor doesn't know anything. He's just completely confused, and he just has this weird feeling in his stomach from the dream. Like he's reliving PTSD. That's what I wanted to say. Very, very, wow. I feel like Zor. Congratulations.
You broke Kyle.
You know, it's funny. So last night I recorded a collaboration episode with another podcast called Casual Commander, and it should be up on the channel by now. But we talked about different DMing styles, and I told them about how I prefer a more psychological approach and having
psychological warfare.
I wouldn't call it warfare. More like survival. No, I'm kidding. I prefer I prefer to have you guys be put in situations that you wouldn't normally. That way you think about it. You know, like that's just the way I prefer to run the games, because you can get so much from just treating it like a strategy game. Like you could get a lot of fun, but I like to take it one step further, because that is what makes it memorable. And that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called me a sadist because I told them about the baseball bat metaphor that I use with your backstory. And they're like, I don't want to play in your games. It sounds like your games consist of long shower breaks where you're just crying in the shower. And I said, yeah, sometimes. Like I told him, Sam, I told him about how I named DeMezio's daughter Giovanna. And they're like, you're evil.
That is horrible, because it automatically makes me be like super attached and not letting to let her like anything happen. And
I'm sorry to report this to you, Sam, but something has already happened, and
fantastic.
It's possibly because you weren't there for her growing up. And
you're pretty sick,
but,
John.
Well, I can't be held accountable. I wasn't even playing this character.
They just gave me that alligator Happy Gilmore. Remember when he bit his hand off? You're sick, Chubbs. You're real sick.
I know. I'm not punishing you for it. I'm just saying that something has already happened that was that Nico warned you about. Or I shouldn't say warned, but he was concerned about and brought
to you. That she wants to go to the family now?
We'll go with wants to. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
yeah. Just like dear old dad. Yeah. So that'll be a fun conversation to have once you return to Stellaris to talk to Nico one more time.
Yeah. So Kyle and Gio don't even know really anything about that whole story arc.
Not unless they listen to what the hell is it called? The other episodes, the previous episodes.
Yeah, which I don't think they did though, right? You guys haven't listened to anything else really?
No.
It's good quality content, I swear.
Well, I will at some point. I haven't tried to figure it out yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just
go ahead, Sam.
It's interesting, like how Andy he ends up just fucking with all of us really hard for a while. I don't know any other way to describe it, really.
So Jack, the no. first person I fucked with all three of you. Well, four of you originally. I'm going to throw Pete in there too, because I fucked with him by connecting all your backstories.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what wound up happening was Phantasmo's mother was a devil. And she was the kind of devil to make deals. Well, Peter, who you guys have not met, but who played a character named Albrecht in the earlier parts of the campaign, and I don't know if or when he's coming back. Basically, he had said that he sold his soul for knowledge. Well, come to find out that the devil cheated him. And turns out that Phantasmo, his mom, was the son of a bitch that cheated him. And yeah, that created a little interesting side little story.
Yeah. Did Pete ever put that together?
Yes, he had a conversation with Phantasmo prior to leaving.
Oh, that's right.
Can't you make a... Oh, it wasn't like a warlock contract. That's not what you're talking about, right?
No, just straight up like...
I see.
Just straight up devil deal.
Yeah, so there's different kinds of deals that you can do. Like, being a warlock means that you have a patron who's granting you powers for something in return. Well, I guess not necessarily something in return, but is granting you powers for a reason. And you can have back alley deals, like you can sell your soul to devils for information or for money or wealth, like any of the stereotypical "I sell my soul to the devil" kind of thing. A warlock isn't necessarily selling your soul. It's the way I interpret it is, why would this ancient powerful being give you powers unless it's for a specific reason? So that's kind of the route that I take with it, is there's a reason why you are gifted the powers.
Yeah. And they have to like, is my understanding, I don't know if it's true, that they have to actually like respect the deal. They can't like break the contract you make with them, right?
Warlocks, or are you just saying in general?
I guess a warlock contract with a devil being.
You can, but you will lose your powers. So it's the same thing as a paladin. So if Sam tomorrow defies his oath to his family, then he loses his powers, because that's where he gets his powers from the power of his word.
No, I meant to ask, is the devil able to break the contract?
I think it depends. I mean, most of the time what devils will do, they'll double-cross you in some way, shape, or form. So they will probably, like, find some way to wiggle out of it based on the fine print. I mean, it's just a matter of the devil you deal with.
Yeah. But what would happen at that point? You'd become not a warlock?
Yeah. Like, if the devil finds you no longer useful, then, yeah, they'd probably say sayonara.
So then what would you do with all of your levels that were in Warlock?
That's a good question. Get the cross. What's that? You can find another patron.
Yeah.
And you can regain your levels, or you could
become a level one.
Become a level one, or you could try to reinstate the pact. You still have like your capabilities as a person, like you're from from your class, you get proficiencies in like armor and weapons, so you still have that, so it's not like you're completely useless, but it just makes it difficult for a little bit. But I've never done that to a paladin, cleric, or warlock, take away their powers, because no one has really attempted to do it before, like where they go against something. But I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Who do you think is going to be the first one? Me?
I don't think so.
My brother!
Even if it was you, then you'd still have a backup with Mogus, at least. Not to say you'd be a paladin, but you'd be something.
He wouldn't let me down.
Yeah, what is a giant minotaur gonna, you know? I find it funny that like, I feel like Mogus has done the most for the fucking party, which is surprising. Or, like, has had the most interaction with you guys.
But, yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. It was just, it all started from that natural 20, you know? And then on that religion check.
Like, very religious. Was,
yep. And it's funny because, like, without that, we'd all be, like, it's funny that was Kyle's first role. And especially a religion role, which is like the least likely to have anything happen, I feel like. And that's that was his first role.
And it's not like anything really happened either. No. It, you know, like there's a boundary he won't cross. And you rolled a natural 20, but that doesn't mean it's an automatic success. But
we rolled a nat 20 on a success to show for him just to show himself.
And like I don't know if I was like misreading or like mistelling you guys like what's going on, but I said multiple times that George was not dead. So,
yeah, I know.
George, it's you asked to bring George back to life, and it's like he's not dead. It's just I felt like that's all he was saying, like, bro, he's not dead.
I don't have to do this for you guys because he ain't dead. Mm. Oh wow, Mogus, you saved him.
Gotta slaughter.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Well, Mogus might have to come back sometime, so maybe I'll fight Mogus.
Mogus is standing there confused.
Zor is just going to keep praying until he gets nat 20s on a religion check again.
Yes.
Zor should have been a cleric. Religious zealot.
Oh, yeah.
Path of the Zealot. He could multiclass into a cleric. No, he can't because he has shit wisdom. Never mind.
Well, maybe I can call Mogus and give me wisdom, because he's, you know.
Yeah, because that's what he has at his disposal. Oh, great, wise Mogus, god of slaughter.
You can get a magical item that gives me wisdom. You never know. You just never know in D&D.
Wait, if Gifford became a cleric, could his deity be Mogus?
His deity could be anyone that he wants. I guess he could be Mogus if he really wanted to, but that's completely up to him.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point you're going to be going down a very dark road with Mogus, though, if all of you worship Mogus.
I think that's hilarious. Can he be a peacekeeper that prays to Mogus? Because that's just... What?
No, that's not how that works.
Oh, he's like, full of peace in Mogus.
The peace is the antithesis of Mogus, the god of slaughter.
Yes.
This is Mogus, the god of slaughter, and this is his disciple, the man of peace.
Maybe he could be an NPC, you know, come in as a, you know, part of the adventure. I could call him out to be the god of slaughter with us.
Oh yeah, Mogus will go adventuring with you guys from his throne in the stars.
You know what? I bet it's pretty boring up there.
It is pretty boring up there. It is very boring up there.
Hey, Mogus, bro, you want to come out and slay some shit with us? Yeah, fuck yeah, bro!
Fuck yeah!
So he's
just
feel
a
like
frat boy.
Kung Fu Panda is like my intellect, and Mogus is like Kung Fu Panda 3, that Minotaur. That's Mogus. He's got to come hang out with us.
I mean, you're not entirely wrong.
I mean, Mogus's intellect is probably not that high on the charts, if I had to guess.
Well, excuse me. He is a god.
That's true. He's probably got 20s and everything. And more than that, I'm guessing, actually.
It kind of reminds me of Thor. 20. I'm not Thor, Thanos.
Mogus?
Yeah.
Why does Mogus remind you of Thor, of Thanos?
I seen a picture of him and he kind of looked like Thanos, didn't he?
That's Mocus is a Minotaur. It's a Minotaur? Thanos is a purple man. Yeah, Mocus is a Minotaur, and Thanos is just this purple dude from outer space.
Oh, these are not the pictures I saw. No, what? I thought maybe did Kyle show me the picture I was thinking of?
Kyle.
Yeah, Flame
Kyle
just probably. Well, oh, maybe we could just fight Mogus. Is that possible? That's a great question. Could I summon Mogus to fight him, to challenge him?
Why do you want to fight Mogus?
He well, would probably
destroy he'd us.
Smite your ass faster than you could breathe.
Yeah.
He'd be like, nah, bitch, fuck you.
Well.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a chance.
Maybe I could summon him and ask to give me godlike deity powers, and we could fight to the death of slaughter.
If we were level,
give me power so I can fight you in on a fair ground.
Yes,
come down here and let me fight you.
If we were level 20, would we have a chance?
No,
not a chance in hell.
For a deity,
not a chance in holy hell.
Really? I mean, if you're level 20, you don't have a chance against a deity.
To kill a deity, no. That's nearly impossible. Has it been done in the world before? Yes. Did they all die? Haven't thought that far yet.
Did who all die? The deity or the people that were trying to...
The people who tried to stop them.
Xenagos?
Because I know Orcus was defeated by adventurers. From the lore I read, anyway.
Your lore that you read is not the same lore as my world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Orcus is in the world, but what you're probably reading is the lore of Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, probably.
So I borrow heavily from it, but that doesn't mean that it's exactly the same.
Gotcha.
So, like, the gods of the Forgotten Realms are much different than mine. The Forgotten Realms also had the Sundering, the Spell Plague, and a few other key defining feature or moments in their history that I took influence from, but took a giant fucking left turn with it that I don't even know if you guys will ever find out, but it's fun to do it.
All right, I got something for you. Could I call Mogus to have him pick a fight with somebody that he creates for fun?
What do you mean somebody that he creates?
I would ask him to give me a match of Mortal Kombat with somebody else that he creates.
Oh, like have him pick a champion and fight?
Yes.
Yeah, you could have him pick a champion that actually exists in the world somewhere to fight you.
Be very careful what you wish for, Kyle.
Maybe I just am like Goku and because I want to test my magical limits.
Because what you say can be interpreted wildly different. So, especially as a god who's known for being a little shrewd and ruthless and heartless and all around kind of dickish.
Not a nice guy.
He has a bad rap. He's kind of like Hades from Greek mythology. Not a lot of people like him. But what he is a necessary thing. So I'm just warning you to be careful because you might say that and wind up killing someone that you know and possibly care for.
Okay. Adventure with, that's his call. He's my main man, Mogus. I just, you know, sometimes you want to show off your power, you know? Maybe I want to impress Mogus.
He can make you fight Sam, though, or me, or some shit like that, though.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he's going with.
We can always revive him, whoever dies.
How are you going to revive us?
All right. I just...
I haven't thought that through.
Maybe if Gifford takes a cleric and we have a revivify at that point, I guess.
You have to make sure Twig has the materials for it. Because he might not.
True.
Okay, ask Mogus to turn into a mortal being to fight him. No, okay. Let's stop talking about Mogus, okay? Mogus is my friend.
You're the one who brought him up!
He just fascinates me.
He fascinates you?
I find him interesting.
He appears, the first deity I ever see. That's amazing.
Could you imagine if Rob was, if Aldous was there to witness that?
Oh my god.
No, actually, Aldous was there to witness that. He was part of it.
He was.
Yeah, wow.
Oh yeah, that's why, that was what he, wasn't that the big thing for him? It was talking to, who did he talk, what deity did he talk to? Eroas.
Mogus's brother.
And Aldous is not very religious, and I had him pray with me. I grabbed his hand. I said, pray for Mogus.
He was trying to be turn a new leaf after his near-death experience. That's what I gather from it. All right.
It'd be really funny if Rob ends up coming back and he ends up returning as a cleric with Aldous.
Me and Rob have already kind of talked a little bit about what's going to be coming with his character when he does return.
Nice.
Is he going to come back as a cleric?
I am not at liberty to say. Mainly because Rob has not made that decision yet. But we've had multiple conversations about multiple different things that he could return as.
Okay. Because, I mean, what I guess what they return as is going to affect what Gifford should play as. Well, no, actually, if they both return, he won't be able to play with us, right?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet. From where Rob is telling me, he's not going to be returning for a while, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I haven't heard anything from Anthony, so I know he's insanely busy, too. Life gets in the way, you know?
So guarantee he'll even be coming back? Anthony? The fighter, right? That's the fighter?
No, Anthony is
Rob's the fighter.
Rob's the fighter. Anthony was the warlock.
Gotcha.
They have told me that they would like to come back, and it's just a matter of when their life kind of slows down, like their real life kind of stuff. And then they'll be able to. And it's not like a... We're all hopeful, but we don't know when kind of thing.
Oh, I thought one of them was coming back next session.
We looked into it, me and Rob, but it turns out that that's not going to happen.
Oh, gotcha.
Unfortunately. We looked at our schedules, and he said that that was not going to happen.
I see.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, at least we got Gifford coming on board.
Yeah, yeah. Who is somebody that everybody will meet in the next session.
I think he'll be really good at role-playing a dwarf. I didn't say that to him directly, because it almost sounds offensive.
Hey, you know what? You make a really great short, fat, stocky man.
Yeah, right. You'd have a great Irish accent. Role-play as a drunkard. You'd be fantastic at it.
I feel like I fit a good orc, you know? Monstrous-looking creature.
I agree with you, Guile.
There you go.
You do play a fantastic orc. A beautiful orc named Zor.
I had to tell myself that and pat myself on the shoulder so I could sleep good at night.
All right, guys. So I think that's a great place to end it for the night. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that said, everybody, thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on Tales from Diconia, where, as it was previously mentioned, we will have a brand new cast member joining us for what I have no I don't know. But we'll get there when we get there. See you guys next Sunday. Bye.
See ya.